This is PodTech.net. I'm Jason Lopez. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger gave the afternoon keynote at TICON 2006, a conference started by entrepreneurs in Silicon Valley, originally from South Asia. Well, during his speech, the governor said he was ready to go to India and Asia to promote California. Here's the keynote he delivered to the TICON audience.
Thank you very much, Vani, for the wonderful introduction. And it's wonderful to be here today at the DIAC conference, be in Santa Clara. And what I love about being here today is that I'm not having an accent today. I like that, you know? But it is great to be here, and this is a very impressive conference that you're having here, and I heard there's almost 4,000 people here. This is really extraordinary. And of course, I would not miss this for anything. I wanted to come here today and to talk to you a little bit about California. And first of all, I just want to say what a great honor it is for me to be the governor of the great state of California. Like so many of you, I came over here as an immigrant, as you know. I had, with the age of 14, I already had a dream about coming to California, coming to America. And I was very fortunate that I could make my dream become a reality. And this is truly the land of opportunity. It's really amazing when you think about when you come here with no money, and then you can make it to become a bodybuilding champion, and to become a movie actor and a film star, and to become governor of the great state of California. I mean, only in California, only in America. Isn't that the truth? People ask me many times, why would you do that? Why would you become a governor? Why would you leave the movie business where you made $30 million a movie? And I always tell people, I said it was an easy decision to make. Because the fact is that I wouldn't have had any of the success that I had if it wouldn't have been for California. I mean, I could have gone to any place in the world, I wouldn't have had that success. If it would have been to Asia, if it would have been to Africa, to the Middle East, to Europe, anywhere, it would have never had the chance of having those kind of opportunities that we have here. So everything, if it is my bodybuilding career, or show business, or my wonderful family, my wonderful four children, the greatest wife in the world, all of this is because of America, it's because of California. So it was natural for me that I wanted to give something back to America. I wanted to give something back to this great state that has given me all these opportunities. And as you know, that 2.5 years ago, this state was really in serious trouble. We were really in a disastrous situation financially. We had a $22 billion debt. Our workers' compensation was the highest. Our credit rating was the worst in the nation. As a matter of fact, it was as bad as Croatia's credit rating. I mean, it was really, wherever you look, people were losing jobs left and right, companies were moving out of the state. And so it was a time where the people finally said, you know, we are mad as hell, and we are not going to take it anymore. And they organized the recall election. And of course, for me, I wanted to jump in because I said, I have a vision for California, that I can bring people together and bring the state back into shape. And this is exactly what I did, even though people said I would not be able to bring Democrats and Republicans together, or that we would never be able to solve our financial crisis that we were in, but we proved them otherwise. We have since then brought Democrats and Republicans together, and we solved a lot of our problems. We brought businesses back in this state, we reformed workers' compensation, and the rates are now 40% lower, and we brought our businesses back again, created more jobs, 566,000 new jobs since November of 2003. And we created an increase in revenues. At the time when I took over office, we had $76 billion in revenues. This year, we have almost $96 billion in revenues. That's an increase of almost $20 billion in our state revenues. And now it is important for us to move forward and you know, to really go and start rebuilding California. And the important thing for us also is now to pay down our debt, because we have a tremendous debt. Our structural deficit was at $16.5 billion, and now we are down to $2.5 billion. And I just came from a conference from a press conference talking about our May revise and about our budget. And it is really great to be 2.5 years later and to have such great news that we're able to pay down billions of dollars of our debt, that we're able to fund education fully and fund $55.1 billion for education, because I always say it is extremely important that we take care of our kids. Our children should have the first run at our treasury. Our children are the future. They are future leaders. And so I'm very happy about presenting this kind of a budget today to the people of California. And it is really exciting also that we brought Democrats and Republicans together and that we agreed on an infrastructure package, on a $37 billion infrastructure package, which is the hugest infrastructure deal in the history of California. And so now it is important that we start building our roads, building our schools, expanding our university system, fixing our levees once and for all, doing all of those kind of things really to invest and to build for the future of California. Because our infrastructure that we have right now here in California is for 20 million people. This was created 3-4 decades ago. If it's our university system, our transportation system, if it is our levees that were built 100 years ago, all of these things is outdated. We need to upgrade all of those things, and this is what this infrastructure negotiation was all about. And I'm very happy that we all came together and agreed on this and put it on the ballot this November. So I think there's great things coming for California. I am very excited about that. And of course, the important thing for us now is to go out and to sell California to the rest of the world. And this is why I was already in Japan and I was already in China on trade missions. I'm looking forward to go to India and to other countries all over Asia to really promote California and to let everyone know that California is open for business. Come here and do business, because we are now in a global economy. And it is very important to think not just about California and selling in California and selling in America, but to sell our goods and our talent, our intelligence, our innovations, all of this all over the world. And this is what I'm about. I always said the key thing for us is to be part of the international community, because we are, after all, the sixth largest economy. We are kind of like a nation state. And this is why it is important that we connect. And so to have all of you here and contributing so much to our state, I just want to thank all of you for the great contributions that you're making and for all this brain power that we have here in California. I love it. So thank you very much for listening. And now I'm going to join this panel over here for some discussions. Thank you.